The politicians often say the only poll that matters is the one taken on election day. In reality, though, they hire legions of consultants and spin doctors to monitor and conduct polls so they can hone their message for voters. NPR's senior news correspondent Juan Williams joins us every Friday to talk about the week's major political developments. Welcome, Juan.
Good to be with you, Noah.
When Senator Kerry talked to the National Guard Association yesterday in Las Vegas, he had some pretty tough words about President Bush's judgment regarding the war in Iraq, and we're going to hear what he said.
I believe you deserve a president who isn't going to gild that truth or gild our national security with politics, who is not going to ignore his own intelligence, who isn't going to live in a different world of spin, who will give the American people the truth.
What is he saying here when John Kerry says ignore his own intelligence? What's he talking about?
Well, this week the New York Times got a hold of a national intelligence estimate that had been given to President Bush now about 2 to 3 months ago, Noah, indicating that the situation in Iraq really plays out in several possible scenarios, all of them very bad, including in its most dire circumstance, the possibility of civil war degenerating into just pure civil war between Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds. And it's that sense that I think was really aggravating Senator Kerry when earlier in the week President Bush spoke before the National Guard and Reserve, same convention, and really did not go into detail either about Iraq and about the ongoing situation. And he refused to give any timetables, refused to talk about strategy. I think Senator Kerry felt that that was irresponsible.
As you know, there were two major statements this week about the war in Iraq. Secretary of State Colin Powell talks to a Senate panel, says that Saddam Hussein did not possess weapons of mass destruction, which, of course, was the big rationale for that war. And secondly, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan said the invasion of Iraq was illegal. Any importance to these two statements in the campaign?
No, really. You know, at this point, it's come down to a lot of static background noise. Simply put, the attention span, the focus is not on Iraq at the moment. It's on the statements coming from the candidates. It's on the kind of warfare taking place on the political scene, not on the battlefield.
What about the polling? President Bush is showing a lead, and that is surprising to some. What can the Kerry campaign do?
Well, you know, this is really interesting, and it's been sort of the topic of discussion. Some people say that the Kerry camp is already engaged in what they call pre-mortems, Noah. Pre-mortems meaning people are sort of depressed and thinking, oh my gosh, the polls indicate that he might lose. Oh, you know, what has Kerry done wrong? He should have been more aggressive in going after the Swift Boat veterans. Why isn't John Kerry, as well as John Edwards, more aggressive in fighting back whenever the Bush camp makes claims against them, and especially against their character? I think that what you see, though, in the polls is just in the last few days that Kerry and Edwards have come back to about equal now with Bush and Cheney, that some of the post-convention bounce that President Bush enjoyed after the Republican convention has dissipated, not totally, but it's a far closer race than it was just a week ago. And in large part, it has to do with women voters. Many of the so-called soccer moms, some people call them now security moms after 9/11, who have been, I think, troubled by the continuing warfare and high level of death in Iraq, and who have come back now to Kerry. And it's just a slight shift, but sufficiently enough so that you're seeing more of an equilibrium now settling into a very tight race.
NPR senior news correspondent Juan Williams, thank you very much, Juan.
My pleasure, Noah.